Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I wanted to know what a veteran thinks or what a rookie has to do to get a veteran's trust on this football team. And so we're going to ask John Greco about that, former Browns guard, current Browns analyst, coming up at 7:22 this morning. Mary Kay is going to join us at 8:22, as she's wont to do every Thursday. We'll talk with her about Shador Sanders, of course. I don't think the media... I can't say that the media is not against Shador Sanders in any way or form. I don't speak for everybody. I don't speak for certain media members here. I can only speak for what I think is should be the truth, should be the thing. I don't think there should be a single media member in the city of Cleveland at all that should be rooting against Shador Sanders unless he did something to them personally that I don't know about. That's the only thing I can think of. Because when it comes to this season, he's a golden gift. He is a golden gift. He keeps my attention. He keeps me in. If I were just a fan, if this is Kenny Carmen, just big Browns fan who's sitting in 537, right? Shador Sanders and the possibility of him playing keeps me from doing yard work. Keeps me from getting really nasty about it. Keeps me with an open mind about this season. More than likely.
Yeah, especially in a season where Nick Chubb's gone.
Yes, yes.
Unfortunately, JOK can't play.
Because I'm an emotional person. I love JOK. He can't play, unfortunately. We all know. Nick Chubb's not there. I think they lost. I was surprised still at how much goodwill they lost with the Nick Chubb going on to the Houston Texans. I know that some people tried to look at it in a different way. It's like, hey, man, there's been guys who have left and have burned us before. We'll see where this goes. And now I have this young guy. And yeah, I know that there might be some criticisms of here in different corners. Speeding ticket, no speeding ticket. I don't give a damn about speeding tickets. I'm just glad everybody was safe. But in the end of it, it's a citation. He'll pay his fine and we'll all move on. There's interest in it. And as a media member where, hey, I'm in the middle of June. I just spent most of a segment on Stephen Kwan and I'll do it. I will talk about the Cavs, but I'm definitely defensive over trading away Darius Garland. I do not want to do that. There's definitely things to get into. But when it comes to the Browns, hey, I got this guy. And if I'm one of the people that cover the Browns mostly, this is a guy that keeps my interest. This is a guy that doesn't let me get cynical. This is a guy who can center it on what I think they're going to do. Now, I could have the last 13 years trying to tell me differently, but I want to be excited. I want to see whether or not a guy who fell to the 5th round of all places, maybe he ends up being the guy. Maybe he doesn't, but that's why I got 2 first-round picks next year. So for interest purposes, for me and my soul personally, both on the air and off, I'm having a blast with it. For a entertainment purpose, it keeps me from having to sit there and go, yeah, I don't care about the Browns on Sunday. I got a draft to worry about. In next April, I can't sit there and talk about LSU quarterbacks and college quarterbacks for 11 months.
But as far as...
You can't do that.
But the overarching question about whether the media is fair, because I heard Nick and Jonathan talking in depth about it yesterday, and I'm like, man, I feel like it's been mostly positive. I feel like... for a 5th-round pick, by the way. I mean, 5th-round picks don't get talked about. So to have anybody saying good things about a 5th-round, especially 5th-round quarterback, to see the amount of good things coming from, of all things, where very little can be garnered at all. Yeah. We're talking about like rookie minicamp, OTAs, minicamp, like that stuff. To have anybody saying favorable things about a quarterback and his play when he's in t-shirts and shorts,
yeah,
like that shows you that yes, they are giving him a fair shot. They are talking about him favorably. The fact that anybody is saying he's going to start games this year, fifth round picks don't start games. They're rookie years. They just don't.
And when it comes to...
So, yes, I do think he's being talked about favorably.
And I want him to, at some point, get his shot. I want him to earn his shot. I don't just want to throw him out there and put him in a bad position because we have to, quote-unquote, get a look at him. Hey, man, we, quote-unquote, got to look at a lot of quarterbacks that I'd rather them just never had played, including a guy we traded away last year. Let's be serious. I want him to earn that chance. But I have hope with what I've seen with Colorado. Like, hey, if we strike here, we could strike with this guy. And it gives me some optimism. Now, I'll say this on the other side. I think we're about to have ourselves a warning coming in here soon. Okay, so hopefully I'll get this out. I'll say this on the other side, just real quick about the ticket. The only thing that I'm hoping for is that I don't have to go, okay, that wasn't a big deal, but this is a big deal. It's the only thing you think about when it comes to this stuff. 216-474-0092. Can I take a call, or is this thing going to pop in here at any point?
Give it a shot.
All right, I'm going to try to take a call. Deshaun in Cleveland. I'll put him on hold if it goes through. Go ahead, Deshaun.
You know, y'all so funny, bro. You know, y'all so... Only Peterlin, my boy G. Bush, and Spencer German are the only ones that took Shador's side way before the draft.
What do you mean? What was?
You just lied on the radio.
Yeah, what
you just
side?
Lied on the radio.
What side, Deshaun? What do you mean?
You said, "Oh, we. I don't want the circus in town."
I never said that.
This
show never said that.
Are you kidding?
The show never said that. You know for a fact.
I never used the term circus.
Deshaun, are you bored? Are you bored and just trying to start a fight on the radio?
I'm telling the real.
Well, then
morning, but now he's here.
Then
now
you need to go. Then you need to go to the doctor because you're imagining things. My mother used to imagine things. No, my mother. No, my late mother, Deshaun. My late mother used to imagine things.
The evening show. Fucking that you didn't want him, but now he's here. Now everybody, now you like him.
No. No, you know for a fact. You listen every day, and you know for a fact the show never said
that. We were talking at one point about taking him number two overall.
Exactly. You know very well.
You talked about we need to take him number two. You were saying, I don't know how many shows, we don't want him here. We don't want him here.
There were other shows in the morning that were saying that. I don't know. If there were other guys filling in, I don't know. I can only go for what we said.
All you guys took sides. Those three guys are the only ones that took your door.
I'm sure it'd be pretty easy. With the Odyssey app,
I'm fine with that.
Recording devices.
But you know you ain't telling the truth, Deshaun.
The digital technology, okay, I'm sure we would be bombarded with people telling us that.
Ask me.
Okay, let me ask you this. If it weren't you two, if you guys never said it, you telling me you didn't hear any media in Cleveland say that?
I'm only speaking for us. I'm sure we did hear media in Cleveland say it. You also accused us of saying it. We didn't say it, Deshaun. Thank you very much for the call. Just not going to be besmirched like that. Ain't going to happen.
I don't mind a good besmirching, but I know for a fact. In fact, we so talked about him potentially going number two overall that the afternoon show called us flip-floppers after the combine. Because remember, the combine, we started hearing that, well, nobody has a first-round grade on him. And then I'm like... Well, I haven't. It's not like I'm the one doing the workouts, so I got to listen to that stuff.
The only time I said no, because it was number two overall, because I was assuming they were taking a quarterback. Once Jimmy spoke and said, "Hey, we don't have to take a quarterback," mm-hmm. I go, "Hey, if the owner's willing to say this, then definitely his heart's not into taking quarterback at number two. I have to change that opinion because I just thought we were taking a quarterback."
By the way, if anybody had heard our emerging podcasting, the numbers that you see the most
presented
recent
by
numbers,
Extend, off the charts.
I don't think there was a show in the country outside of, you know, Boulder, Colorado. I don't think there was a show in the country talking more about Colorado football than we were, to the point where people were like, can you guys stop? Because I remember when they did the 60 Minutes piece on Dion, and I wanted to talk about that on the show. We're like, let's do it on the podcast instead. People are like, why are you wasting our time with any of this? You guys are obsessed. Why don't you get season tickets to the Buffs? Because we were giddy that they had brought the program back.
I remember the game Dustin did out there. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely beautiful. Let me get to Bill in Euclid. Bill, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Bill.
I've got a slightly different take, and there's twofold. I'll get to the first part. Everyone's talking about, Shador getting this just a citation. I got clocked for going 35 over a speed limit a few years ago, and it was called aggravated speeding, and I had to go to court, period. But my take is kind of fun. Everybody wants, you know, of course you got to get your ratings for your show and, you know, keep it interesting, which you do.
Thank you.
But at the same time, I don't care what, I'm 61 years old. I don't care what a person does in their personal life. As long as you don't, you know, you go skiing in, you know, in Colorado and you come back with a broken ankle or, you know, something like that, you know, during football season, no. When I was 25 years old, I was jumping off garages and all kinds of crazy
25?
Stuff.
25?
I
mean, you were doing that? You were doing that when you were 25, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I gave that up by the time I was married when I was 25. So you gotta, you know, you gotta give up some of that. You gotta settle down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A little bit.
Nah, you know what? You're always a mental daredevil. I mean, you know, at 61, I mean, I still run, jump, and play. You wouldn't believe it if you saw me.
Well, Bill, I don't. Just as long as you ain't jumping off a garage. It's not. You know, we pick and choose on guys, but even if I didn't like, I just got to tell you, I got to be as honest as I can. And Bill, thank you for the call. Even if I didn't like Shador Sanders, I know that there's going to be other guys who speed as well. So if I like those guys, if they get pulled over for 100 in a 60, and I go, well, it's no big deal for the, oh, so it wasn't a big deal for him, but it is a big deal for Shador Sanders. There's things that the only thing that I hope is that there's nothing else where I go, well, you know, that wasn't a big deal, but this is a big deal. These are the things that happen. This goes on in life. But in his personal life, yeah, people do care about people's personal life. I care whether or not it's going to affect football and whether it's going to affect him being on the field. Everything else, if I meet him and I'm taken in by him, maybe I will care more about him personally. Right now, the care personally is that I don't want young people to be hurt or anything like that. But also the care personally is what is he going to be able to do for my football team? This does not affect what he can do for my football team. John Greco, he can tell you what it will affect for your football team because there's been commentary about Shador picking it up, knowing the offense. Greg Newsom has spoken about him. Dylan Gabriel, where his headspace is as a rookie. What does a rookie really have to do to gain a veteran's trust in that locker room and in that huddle? John Greco, unfortunately, has played with a lot of rookies who weren't able to do it. So what can Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel do to get their trust in that huddle? And were they able to do anything in OTAs to actually do it already? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, John Greco, coming up in 5 on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.